Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, hi, good afternoon. My name is Jose. I'm looking for somebody in charge of your kitchen and bathroom cabinets. Would that be you?
That would be me.
That would be you. I know you're busy, so let me make this fast. I was wondering if I can give you some information in our kitchen and bathroom line, specifically out of Florida. Would you be interested?
What are you selling?
Our kitchen and bathroom cabinets. So I'm a manufacturer and a distributor out of Gibson, Florida. We provide the Faircrest line, which is a solid maple wood face with a half-inch solid plywood box. Our drawers and our shelves are a three-quarter inch with English dovetail fasteners and standard soft closed doors and hinges. Our turnaround time at the moment is 5 to 7 days, usually a little less than that. So 5 days RTA, 7 days fully assembled. Now, if you have a custom cabinet, depending on the size, style, color, that can go to 15 to 20 days. If you have a project that you're working on, or let's say even one that you already finished, if you can send me the sketch or the SKUs that you have, I can quote it for you, which right now we're doing at 64% off retail price, with no obligation, with a full render, full blueprint, full quote. And if you're interested, sir, what do you think?
What door styles do you have?
So we own the Faircrest line, which the most popular ones is the shaker style. We can provide European style, even countertops if you want that, but that's kind of out of my sector. But it's the most popular one is shaker style, and then we go to European, and we can also do custom.
And that's made, did you guys make it, or is that
Well, see, so we own the manufacturing plant. Yes, we are the manufacturer. So we manufacture everything in Mexico, and we distribute everything out of Florida. Our corporate office is actually in Ohio, and that's where all of our custom cabinets come from. Anything RTA comes from Mexico. So we avoid the Taiwan product as much as possible. Even our plywood, we ship it in from Brazil.
Do you mind sending me some on WhatsApp,
yeah,
if possible, pictures of all the door samples you got?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, can I send you an email better, sir, or WhatsApp? What do you think would be best?
Because
an email, I can send you a link to our catalog, our digital catalog. I can send you the colors we provide. I can send you a sample.
Yeah,
render,
yeah.
So what you see.
Maybe I want to see, like,
top SKUs. As much information
styles,
as I can.
Door styles and stuff like that.
Prices and everything. Absolutely.
Do you have, you said you have flat doors, like European style?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We have those styles.
And
so that's why I asked.
This is framed or frameless money?
Well, it depends. Now, if you're doing a European, it's custom, that will be a frameless. Now, if you're doing a shaker, that would be a frame, sir.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because we own the manufacturing plant, we have, the ability to do custom and to... The only thing that's going to affect just the turnaround time, it's just going to take longer. That's it. But it's definitely possible.
Right. Yeah,
even our paint, we use. Okay.
Go ahead.
You say even our paint, like we use a Sherwin Williams paint with the exact right system that it always matches the master door. So let's say even if you scratch it, and we'll send you a little paint, or even if you want to replace it, we'll replace it completely free. We own our own freight as well, so shipping is very minimal. So that can benefit you as well, you know. Or I don't know how far you are from Tampa. Maybe you can stop by the warehouse.
You in Tampa, you said?
Mm-hmm. That's what exactly. Well, so we're in Gibson,
yeah,
right now.
I'm
about 15 minutes south of Tampa.
Yeah, Hollywood, Florida. It's 5 hours away from
you. Wow. Yeah, you're pretty far. Yeah. No, but we'll ship it to your door, to your job site. We ship anywhere in the United States, excluding Alaska and Hawaii. But my main sector is Florida.
How many door styles do you carry?
We can do the frameless, European style. We have the shaker style. We have the, our line specifically is the Faircrest. We have the frontware. We have the, like you said, the flat panels, European. I mean, that's really what we focus on, sir. Oh, we can also provide a full turnkey if that's what you want. Installation, countertops,
yeah,
everything. But that's, just,
that's
what
I do. I am an installation company.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then that's what you do. Yeah. But if for some reason you ever need it, that's also available for you.
Yeah, so, are you able to send me a box of samples of doors?
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to bring that up. So, the only way I can do that, sir, if you send me a sketch or a blueprint, something that you already have, even, like I mentioned to you, something that you already finished, so that you already know what it costs you, and then compare the price to mine, and then you can see exactly what you will pay with us. If you decide to move forward, sir, I can get you some free sample doors. I can get you maybe a little kitchenette, something so you can show. Completely free. No charge at all. Complimentary.
I would say all the door styles that you have.
Yeah, we can work on that. Yeah, I'll ship it. I can FedEx it to you. I can ship it out to you.
What I do is I don't have a showroom. I'm mobile. I go with my truck. Mainly I install for companies like Home Depot, Lowe's, Direct Buy, contract the showrooms, and then I have my. I'm an independent contractor, so I people call me from the website, and I go and I sell my own kitchens.
Absolutely. Sir, you, I'm sorry to interrupt you here. You mentioned Home Depot and Lowe's, sir. That we are getting rid of them. That's too expensive, sir. That's cheap quality. You're dealing here directly with the manufacturer, sir. You're cutting them off.
I started off because being a staff at Home Depot.
Oh,
so,
okay.
The designers. Some of these designers all over the state of Florida, I know them for years, so they send me jobs. I'm not employed by them, but they have,
they
have like a complicated kitchen. They don't want the installation program to take it, so they send it to me, and I go and install privately.
That's pretty cool. I mean, you have like a nice little setup.
I do the whole state. I do the installation in the whole state of Florida. So,
well, I can ship anywhere in the state of Florida.
How did you find my name?
Well, I go through, we have a database of contractors, subcontractors and builders, and we focus on the ones with the highest volumes and the best, let's say reviews. And you popped up, sir.
I'm all over the place.
Something that you're doing it's making you, a standout. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I do love my job. I give 110% in every kitchen I put.
You take pride in it, absolutely.
Yes,
and that's why I promise you I'm not wasting your time here. I can save you some money. I can guarantee you that I will save you some money. You're dealing directly with the manufacturer. No Home Depot, no Lowe's, no IKEA, none of that.
Yeah,
and if you're independent, that's the best connection, sir.
Yeah, I am an independent contractor.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Do you mind me asking you for a good email so I can send you this?
Yes. That's, it's moishehandsofgold@yahoo.com.
So how do I pronounce the first one? Moish, hands of gold?
Moish, hands of gold at yahoo.com.
Moish. Is that your name, sir? Moish?
My name is Moish, yeah.
Moish. You know, sir, I'm going to make you, this is kind of out of the subject here. My middle name is Moses, and my family calls me Moish. Yeah, that's funny. that's really what they call me. I'm like,
20 variations of that name. People call me a whole bunch of different names.
Yeah. So my family calls me Moish. But just like your name. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, Moish. So let me send this information over to you. Like I said, I'm going to include the colors, styles. There is a price list, but it's a retail price. So it's not going to be the one that you're going to get. So if you want to do the estimate, just multiply by 0.36, which that gives you 64% off. And that's where we're starting off right now. So let me give you a quick example. Let's say a white shaker, a 96-inch pantry and a white shaker I'm looking at right now. Right now has a retail price, or give or take, about $1,212. With us, you would only be paying $435.
How wide is it?
This is a 96-inch pantry in white shaker. The width, it's going to be just the standard, you know, 15, 16, depending on how you how you order it. But this is just an estimate, sir. If you send me yours,
right,
I can quote it to the exact penny.
Okay, amazing.
Is that okay, sir? I appreciate your time. I really do. I know you're busy, and I know you're out there working hard for what you have.
You caught me driving.
I can tell. I can hear you.
So, you know, this is the time. That's the only time that I talk on the phone.
Okay, so you asked for sample doors. The colors, I'm about to send you some colors. Pick one out, and I'll send you some free ones. FedEx, you know, I'll FedEx it to you.
Yeah, what I do is when I go and I measure a kitchen, and then a customer tells me, okay, I would like to have a flat, matte, white. So, you know, I got a few sets of samples in my truck. And
right.
Then
but what style do you have, sir? Do you mind me asking?
What style do I have?
Yes. What style are you carrying right now in your truck?
Oh, I got 10, are you familiar with Jarlin cabinets?
I am, yes.
Yeah, it's also, used to be made in Taiwan, now it's made in Mexico.
Yeah. They're kind of more like J&K, right?
J&K, the quality of the box is better than Jarlin. It's thicker, it's straighter. The door, although, J&K, it doesn't have a good finish like Jarlin.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But listen, if you want a kitchen from today to tomorrow, it's right around the corner. Good prices. The only thing is, you know, they don't have a lot of door styles to choose from.
Right.
But pretty much from these J&K and Jarlin, I was able to build castles. You know, because it's
wow.
RTA, so you can make.
Right.
You can make wall units, you can make floating cabinets, you can make off, you can make whatever you want, if you know how to do
it. Right.
Before you put it together, you just collect whatever pieces, panels, moldings, and you create whatever you want.
How long have you been doing this, sir? It sounds like, you know, like
28 years.
The way you're talking,
years.
It's like, wow.
28 years. Yeah. Started in 1997. How long have you been in business?
We've been in business. Well, I don't know when we really started. I believe we started back in early 2000s. But I've been here 2.5 years.
That was probably way
But the way I started hands-on as well. I started installing. That's how I started.
Home Depot used to have a line, contractors line. Back in 97, 98, it was called Mills Pride.
Mills Pride.
It was a 3/4 inch millimeter. That's for contractors. Now there is no millimeter, you know, everything's fiber. But I used to make like anything and everything out of those cabinets.
So let me ask you, Moish, do you prefer 3/4 inches on a box? Or drawers and our shelves are 3/4 inches?
Boxes
are half.
Listen, if the plywood is thin, then it gets uneven, you know, very quickly. If it's half an inch and more, it's great. If it's less than half an inch, I can always make it look like $1 million.
Absolutely. I mean, we can work on those sizes too. But like I said, we were able to do anything custom. So the only thing is just going to take a little longer. That's it. But if you want a three quarters, let's make it three quarters. You know, why not?
Yeah,
you want a half? Yes,
half
why not?
Three quarters. The other day, last week, I was installing a Thomas. Maybe it was the cheapest line of Thomasville. So the boxes were like, I don't know, maybe 3/8 of an inch. And it's just, it's very, 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 very thin. You can't even, like, if you want to put a screw through it to connect, you know, to connect the box, it's very difficult.
It breaks it.
Very, very thin.
And you've been doing this for 28 years. I know that you can tell cheap.
Yeah, I mean, and when we used to do Mills Pride at Home Depot, it was kitchens and closets. So I did it so much that if you put a bag of hardware behind my back in my hand, I can tell you which cabinet it goes to.
Wow.
I built so many of them.
Yeah, yeah. You know it like the back of your hand. That's pretty cool, man. That's really good. It sounds like you really do take pride in what you do, and this is why I don't want to take away from what you're already doing. I want to join your team. That's what I want. I want to be a part of your team. I want him, you know. So when you have a kitchen project, I want you to say, "Hey, I have Jose. Maybe he can give me a good price." And think about me or whoever else, but I want to be a part of your team.
Okay. Is that your cell phone number?
This is my office number.
Your office number.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually in the corporate office in Ohio.
Okay, let me just put you in my... Why are you not showing up now?
I sent you an email as well already, Mike.
Okay.
So whenever you have a chance, look at it. Send me what you have. Send me. I promise you I'm going to give you a great price. And I'm going to get those sample doors in your hands completely free.
Where's the email coming from? Oh, okay. I see
it.
I see it. I'm going to put it in my archive so I don't lose your email. Okay. I saved your email.
There you go. Yeah, Moish, like the way you're talking and the way you're explaining, you're one of the ones that I don't get to come across that much. And, man, I wanna be a part of that, you know. I really do.
Yeah, people, you know how many times I get calls to go and fix jobs that other people did?
Oh, the people messed up? I'm sure you get that a lot.
Yeah, it's like, because really, it's, you know, installing kitchens, it's like working on cars, being a mechanic. Changing a water pump on a old Chevy, it's not changing a water pump on a Hyundai.
Absolutely.
It's like two completely different, and every kitchen got his own way, his own challenge, and, you know, it's not
style, absolutely. Yeah.
Style, you're going to know how to...
Construction work is... It's not for every. A lot of people think it's easy, and it's like, no, it takes skill. It takes knowing what you're doing. Like, you just can't. It's easy to like to say, okay, I could just screw this cabinet on the wall, and it's gonna look nice. It doesn't work like that. It's you have to know what you're doing. You know, a simple little scratch, or you know, it's just things like that.
I go to customers' homes. Friends' houses, every home that I go to for any reason, first thing I do, I would go out and check the kitchen to see if they did a good job. If someone passed my quality of work, I'm looking for a whole bunch of stuff that I don't like or I do like.
Yeah, things that you can only see. But I bet you, Moish, if me and you walk in that kitchen, you're gonna see things that I can't see.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm very.
Just because your experience is just out there.
I'm also a pain he has to work for.
Oh yeah, well, that's fine.
What's wrong with that? Whoever worked for me did stuff for me. Like, this guy's crazy.
He's picky. Moish, we did a job for the Morris family. Do you know who they are? they own M&M's, Kit Kat, Snickers, and all that. Well, this is tomorrow. This is actually in Great Falls, Virginia. Oh my God, Moj, how detailed these people want their things is insane. Like, but at the end of the day, when you're done with your work and you look at what you've done, it just feels amazing that you did that. And they say the kitchen is the most important room in the house. Like,
oh,
you know that. You know that memories are going to be created here. You know that stories are going to happen here. You know that families are going to be here, and you were a part of that.
The kitchen is what's going to sell your house. If you're selling
it's
the
absolutely.
House and people come in to see a beautiful kitchen, how many times I got calls from customers that go like, you know, Moish, this lady walked in here with her husband. She's like, I'm buying the house only for the kitchen.
Yeah.
I don't care about anything
that's
else.
That's amazing. I've heard stories of people that have a beautiful swimming pool, and they don't care about that. They care about the kitchen.
Kitchen, the bathrooms.
The bathroom, absolutely.
You know, flooring. These things are very, very important. Otherwise, you know, it looks terrible. People, I hear people turn down a house because the paint, they didn't like the paint. I'm like, paint the damn house. Who gives a shit about paint? Get someone for $3,000, paint the whole house inside.
And paint it whatever color you want, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's disgusting, it's green. So you get someone and you get it light gray, you know.
Yeah.
A big deal.
It's just, I mean, people, I guess, sometimes like to complicate themselves. Just do it. I mean, if you're buying a house, I know that you have enough to paint the house.
Yeah, oh yeah. Painting is nothing. You know, if you got a problem with the roof, then we're talking, you know, $50,000 right there. Then
yeah, absolutely. That's
foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Foundation problem is very expensive too.
Yeah, absolutely. I started with framing, and it has to be done right the first time.
Right.
You know, obviously there's inspections, but something happens, let's say a storm or something like that. Oh, imagine the house falling or something. Like, that's horrible, you know? Like,
right.
You have to know that, hey, I need to make sure that I'm doing my job right.
This is also one thing that I really enjoy when they give me I had to do a lawyer's office.
Okay.
A big room. So I had to build a bunch of offices, you know, out of 2x4s and drywall and put those doors in them. That was a lot of fun for me.
Okay. Are you like a jack of all trades? Like, you do everything?
I have a finished carpentry license.
Oh.
But, you know, this is, you know, if you can do kitchens, you can build walls and install doors and hang
dryer. Sure. I mean, it's not that. It kind of all blends in together. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I got to see how it's being done once and I can do it. Besides the fact that I'm from Israel. In Israel, you know how to do everything.
Cool. That's amazing. That's actually pretty cool. Israel. Mike's wife is from Israel.
Plumbing, electrical, cement.
Mm-hmm. Concrete. Mm-hmm. You know one thing, Moish? Plumbing, I could never get into it, and electricity. Electricity, I was scared. And plumbing, I just don't want to deal with nothing septic. I'm sorry. I just don't want.
My son is a plumber.
Is he?
Yeah,
good luck to him, man. I wish him the best. But I can't do it.
It's not easy. There's a lot to learn. A lot to learn.
Yeah, I think
sometimes
they have more.
I'm in construction, he tells me some plumbing stories, and I'm like, oh, I'm lost. I don't know.
Well, I didn't know how strict their rules are. I didn't know how inspection works for them. It's very strict. How to set a pipe, how to curve the elbow, where to put it, I thought it was just stick it together and send it to the street. No, it's not like that.
There's a lot
more to it. Yeah, absolutely.
Very complicated. Cool, man. So I'm going to look at the email you sent me.
Okay,
and, when you got a minute, if you can send me some samples.
Okay.
Awesome.
Moish, the only way I can send you samples is if you send me a design. And like I said, it can be one that you already finished, Moish.
Gotcha.
That's the only way, because my bosses, my manager will be, well, how, we're going to send them free samples, but how do we know we're never going to hear from him again?
Gotcha.
So now you send me a design, like I said, something that you already finished. Send it to me, send it to my manager, and boom, we'll ship those. I'll FedEx you those free sample doors. Just choose the colors. I sent you the color list. Just choose the colors you want.
Okay. Amazing.
Okay, Moshe?
Good deal. Good deal.
You said you were complicated, but you don't seem too complicated, Moshe. You're easy to talk to, sir.
No, like, I'm like, if someone does work for me, I have, you know.
You have standards and
you know,
and priority.
Like,
yeah,
like,
absolutely.
You know, for every job, if you do plumbing or you do electrical or you do tile, there's if you're doing plumbing without carpentry skills, then it's not gonna look right.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense.
Everything has to be straight. Absolutely. And square.
Mm-hmm.
It's
all about numbers. All numbers. A lot of people don't realize that construction is numbers.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, you're doing rough plumbing for a sink, for a kitchen. You got to make sure everything is, you know, everything is straight, the right height. I do work for a contractor in Stewart, and the plumber, I don't know if he's blind or he's, I don't know what's wrong with him, but...
What do you mean blind, though? That's kind
of
weird.
He puts the hot and cold supply line coming out of the wall. One is pointing to the ceiling, the other one is pointing to the floor. I mean, you don't need to use a level. You just, you know, you just use your eyes to make it straight. They have to be 100% straight.
Right.
But every time I go there, I'm like, seriously, this guy is like, what is he? Can't see?
No, sir. I don't agree with that. It's just, I've worked with people like that before, and you're just like, at the end, I've worked with people in my own company like that, and I look bad, you know, like, I'm like, no, I can't have this, you know, like, it's just,
yeah, I mean,
because at the end of the day, we're a team.
Yeah, I saw the contrast. I'm like, I mean, you know, I got to make a bigger hole in the cabinet. I don't care. But have the guy put the pipe straight, you know, or close to straight.
Yeah, at least eyeball it.
Yeah, but I don't know.
No, I understand your frustration there, Moshe. It's just, I mean, I get it one time, but over and over and over again. Nah, I mean, come on.
I did 5 houses for them. All the houses look the same.
Oh, exactly.
There you go. All right, very good, my dear friend.
Yes, sir. Moshe, let me, like I said, I sent you the information. You already have it. Send me, as soon as you can, that information that you have. I will have you a full quote, a full blueprint, full render within 24 hours, and then we'll get you those sample doors. You'll see the price. If you like it, we move forward. If not, Moshe, throw it in the trash. We'll part as friends.
Amazing.
No, nothing personal. Is that okay?
Amazing. Yeah.
All right, Moshe.
Okay.
Thank you for your time, man. Moshe, your name is Moshe. I would appreciate if you call me Moy as well. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's my nickname. That's what my family calls me, as Moshe.
Okay, you got it.
All right. Thank you, sir. You have a good day, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.